Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We got to bring more attention to what Trump has done to farmers across America. I mean, not enough people are talking about this. So I want to show you the moment that a soybean farmer from Arkansas describes exactly how the entire industry has essentially been displaced. They've been shut out of some of their key markets relating to China, relating to Argentina, because of Trump's reckless tariff war. Now, what happened is actually pretty simple. Donald Trump shot himself in the foot. He got hoisted by his own petard. He tried to start an insane trade war and was immediately so in over his head that China decided to surgically target multiple of our industries and inflict maximum pain on our farmers. I do want to point out that during Trump's first term, roughly 92% of all of the money made from tariffs, basically money from U.S. companies, went back into farmers to bail them out because China inflicts maximum damage, maximum pain. So let's break this down from the beginning because the story gets even more juicy. It all starts off with leaked texts of Scott Bessent talking to Brooke Rollins. So this says, this is hilarious. According to the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture herself, Brooke Rollins, Trump's bailout of Argentina means that U.S. taxpayers are now effectively subsidizing Argentinian soybean exports to China, the very market American farmers have been shut out of. And I'll read the text in just one moment that was leaked in a photo. What happened here is Argentina strategically tried to undercut American farmers and American markets by making it so that any grains can be exported from Argentina with no taxes. Zero taxes. So for free, basically free export to other countries. So China, which takes in a lot of soybeans from the United States, I think 50% of the U.S. soybean exports, it's 51, 52% is to China. So China's looking to replace that because it's getting more expensive due to the tariffs. And they see that Argentina now has free trade. They'll do free exports. So they decide to do trade with Argentina and undercut the United States even further. Because of that, U.S. soybean farmers have not exported anything in 2 or 3 months. An entire industry crippled, displaced, destabilized because of Donald Trump's tariffs and because of strategic displacement and targeting from China and from Argentina. But to make matters even worse, here's where the controversy gets worse. Trump is now trying to give Argentina $20 billion, a $20 billion credit swap, so that Argentina's bank has more access to U.S. dollars. So markets are rallying in Argentina. Their economy is doing better. And our farmers are further effed over because of Trump's insane transactional nature. So U.S. soybean farmers are getting actively displaced. And Donald Trump is essentially subsidizing it. Farm state Republicans are really, really pissed off at Trump right now because the U.S. threw a lifeline to Argentina as they were undercutting U.S. soybean producers. So let me reread this with that context and we can go through this. This is legit hilarious. According to the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture herself, Brooke Rollins, Trump's bailout of Argentina, you know, the $20 billion, means that U.S. taxpayers are now effectively subsidizing Argentinian soybean exports to China, the very market American farmers have been shut out of. All the funnier when you consider that one of the key objectives of the bailout is presumably to prevent Argentina, one of the U.S.'s only friendly governments left in South America, from moving closer to China. And instead, it's effectively funding the exact opposite outcome. Because remember, the controversy comes because China is deciding to go with Argentina now that the trade war with the U.S. is inflamed. This is according to a leaked text that Scott Bessent can be seen reading. The Secretary of Treasury, Scott Bessent, from Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, which says, quote, I'm getting more intel, but this is highly unfortunate. We bailed out Argentina. Let me try to zoom in on it. This says, finally, just a heads up, I'm getting more intel, but this is highly unfortunate. This is Trump's own cabinet calling this highly unfortunate. They got themselves in a mess. We bailed out Argentina yesterday, Besant, and in return, the Argentines removed their export tariffs on grains, reducing their price, and sold a bunch of soybeans to China at a time when we would normally be selling to China. Soy prices dropping further because of it. This gives China more leverage on us. Then they link a tweet explaining exactly what happened. I'm on a plane, but I can call you when I land, says Brooke Rollins in this tweet. And, you know, to talk about this, I'm going to bring in Scott Farmer, who's on this MSNBC panel last night. The name is a little bit on the nose. His name is literally Scott Farmer. He's a soybean farmer from Arkansas, and he very, very succinctly explains the situation that he and many of his fellow farmers find themselves in. Take a listen.
12 billion to zero. And then, you know, as a farmer, we get up one morning and you give Argentina, which is our second biggest competition in the world. They're the largest exporters of soybean meal in the world. So I get up one morning, I turn the news on, and you give $20 billion of taxpayer money to my competition. And then the Chinese buy, I think the figure is 30 or 40 containers, ships, which is about 65,000 metric tons per ship, which is like 2.2 million bushels. So they buy $12 or $14 billion worth of soybeans from the Argentinians after the tax holiday. And here's the caveat to it. They give $2.30 over the November board. Well, I'm getting 50 cents under the November board. We're going to plant canola this month. It's one of the few things we've found. It's moved into Arkansas. They're going to make renewable jet fuel and renewable diesel of it. We've never raised any. I had to get a loan from FSA to do it because it's an uninsurable crop through the federal crop insurance. But they would let me do it through the NAP insurance. Well, I can't even get the loan for it because there's nobody at the FSA office. There's nobody at the NRCS office. We shut the government down. They all went home.
Damn. So when they're trying to fix the issue, find solutions, the government shutdown means there's no one in these offices to apply for these loans or do any of these things.
How are your other farmers, for your friends, feeling? I know a lot of them are Trump supporters. Do they still feel good?
Everybody's pretty nervous. Everybody's pretty scared. There's some of the older guys that, you know, farm out of their pocket. They're like, I'm not doing this again. I'm not giving back 30 years worth of work. Everybody's scared to death. I got friends that are bankers that, you know, will tell you the bank examiners is already telling them, look, you're going to have to deal with these guys because their equipment's not going to be worth as much. Their land's not going to be worth as much. I mean, this is exactly like the movie from the 80s with Sam Shepard and Jessica Lange Country. That's what's going to go down. They're going to sell people out.
Scott, meet Senator Tester.
Hello,
Senator.
How you doing, Scott?
I talked to your office several times when me and you was beating the drum pretty hard trying to get the Livestock Transparency Act passed. Thank you for everything you've done for us.
There are thousands of farmers just like Scott out there. And the reason they're in the situation they are is because of bad political decisions. These tariffs have destroyed the markets for farmers across the board. Family farmers. It's going to create more consolidation, and it's going to raise hell with their food security in this country if something doesn't change.
The president, he put out a message on Truth Social last hour saying that he's going to be meeting with President Xi of China and that he will discuss soybeans. Do you put much stock in that? Does that make you feel better?
Well, I mean, what good's it going to do to discuss soybeans in almost November? Because Senator Tester can correct me if I'm wrong here, but in November, the Brazilians will start cutting. They'll be in full swing by December. They don't need us.
It is insane how hard Trump and his administration stepped on the rake here. Now Besant is trying to blame this on Biden. I'm not even joking. Take a listen.
And Joe, to go back on the ag purchases, and President Trump's phase one trade deal that was signed in January 2020, there were over $50 billion of ag purchases. The Chinese followed through during President Trump's term in 2020. And then under President Biden, their feet were not held to the fire for these ag purchases. And at the meeting in Geneva, when I asked them, why didn't you continue buying soybeans and the other products, they had one word. Guess what it was? Biden.
Oh, my Lord. These are children who can't take any responsibility. Biden is the reason that they stopped buying soybeans months into the tariff war over the past 2 or 3 months. It's because of Biden, who didn't start this tariff war, who maybe placed 5 to 10% tariffs on China. Trump placed 100% and then delayed them. I'm going to leave it there. But if you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.